You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is out on the campaign trail today, stumping for state Senate candidates on Long Island. It's a rare political appearance by Cuomo this election season. He's a Democrat who's been criticized for his reluctance to help his own party push the Republicans out of power in the state Senate. Here to discuss the governor's activities and the perplexing politics that determine the balance of power in Albany is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News. Hey, Ken, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Well, Ken, first of all, why Long Island? Is that where the key races are for Democrats?
Yeah, it's kind of ground zero now for the fight for the state Senate. Long Island and some parts of upstate, but really there's about five seats on Long Island that are being targeted by the Democrats. They need to pick up at least one seat to at least be in the mix of having control of the chamber. And Long Island traditionally has been Republican. There are nine senators who are from Suffolk or Nassau County. All nine for years were Republicans up until recently when Dean Skelos, the Senate Majority Leader, was convicted on corruption charges and was replaced by a Democrat who won a special election in April.
Yeah, and Democrats actually already have a one-seat majority in the Senate, but what they don't have is unity.
Well, just so your listeners know, there are 63 members in the New York State Senate. Right now, 31 of them are Republicans. It takes 32 to have a majority, but the reason the Republicans are in charge is there is one Democrat, a Brooklyn Democrat, Senator Simcha Felder, who actually sits with the Republicans. So that gives them the 32nd vote. On top of that, you have five members of what's known as the Independent Democratic Conference. They're a group of breakaway Democrats since 2011 who have aligned themselves with the Republicans. So that leaves the mainline Democrats with 26. The thinking is if the Democrats can pick up enough seats in the coming elections, the IDC becomes in play, and it'll be up to them, really. They'll be the kingmakers.
What influence do you think that the governor has on the Independent Democratic Conference, and what direction do you think they'll go?
I think the governor has a strong influence on them. As far as which direction they go, I think a lot is going to depend on how many seats, if any, the Democrats pick up. If they had their druthers, I think the IDC would prefer to stay with the Republicans. They work well with them. They've gotten stuff done. They have a rocky relationship with the mainline Democrats. But if the Democrats pick up enough seats, whatever that number may be, 3, 4, 2, then there may be a lot more pressure on them to go back.
You're reporting that Cuomo is not campaigning against Republican incumbents, only in open seats where there's a Democratic incumbent. Is, in your mind, the fact that Governor Cuomo is committed to a real Democratic majority this year somewhat in question?
Well, I mean, that's always been a question since he took office in 2011. The mere fact that we're having a conversation about a Democratic governor campaigning for Democratic candidates, like that's news. And the only reason it is news is because he has not really done much of that since he's taken office. He's been under a lot of pressure from the left wing of his party, really since 2014 when he was challenged by Zephyr Teachout, a Fordham University law professor. And she did a lot better than anyone thought she would. That kind of put the fear of God into the governor. And since then, and since his war with Mayor de Blasio, he's really been moving more to the left, trying to win back the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. So the governor is definitely doing that. But some are saying he's hedging his bets by, so far at least, not taking on any incumbent Republicans.
And to be fair to the governor, he has been able to work with Republicans to get them to go along on key reforms like gay marriage, gun control, the minimum wage hike. What are his legislative priorities now, and how are Republicans treating him?
Well, I think those were huge issues for him, and also there were some more fiscally conservative issues that he's been able to work with the Republicans on, which is why I think he likes having them around. But now, as I said, he's moving more to the left. He's talking about ethics reforms, many of them which have been opposed by the Senate Republicans. He's talking about criminal justice reforms, like raising the age in which a teenager can be charged as an adult. Right now it's 16. He wants to raise it to 18. So there's some things he wants to get done now as he starts thinking about his own reelection in 2018. That the Republicans, part of him feels he may have taken them as far as he could go with them, the Republicans, and now he needs a Democrat, not just for the policy issues, but politically.
And before we let you go, there are a number of really tight congressional races around the state, and there's one in particular in central New York where the Democratic candidate is Governor Cuomo's former adversary, Zephyr Teachout, as you mentioned. Is he supporting her?
He has said he will support the Democrats for Congress. He's not going to do much for her, and I'm not sure she really wants him to do much for her. But she's facing a Republican, John Faso, who is a former longtime assemblyman, and he ran for governor at one point and lost to Elliot Spitzer. He ran for state comptroller. So he's been around a long time. It's a Republican district, but it's an open seat. And with what's going on with Trump and it being a presidential year, which always helps Democrats, it's a very tight race that can go either way right now.
Ken Lovett is the Albany bureau chief for the Daily News. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.